Hey guys, Natalia Schneimler here. I help boy moms have a better relationship with their sons and themselves by teaching them the tools how to manage their mind so that when anything comes up in life, they know exactly how to take care of themselves and their kids.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm sitting in my car and just dropped off one of my boys at badminton. And it's one of those times of the year where there's like a thunderstorm on one side of my car and sunshine on the other. And the smell of the rain is so yummy. I just love this time of the year. So I'm having my favorite tea and I have time to talk to you and tell you the story that happened this weekend. I'm so excited because it's so fun for me to think about these things. So here's what happened. And I think this is the answer of how to get happy sooner. Soon. So here's the story. So we had people over on the weekend for a big gathering, and without giving away any of the details of who this is about, I basically had someone visit my home where I was not happy to see them initially, or not happy to learn about the fact that they were coming. And this was a couple days before they were coming. And I haven't seen this person in a long time. And I, as soon as I found out that they were visiting, I'm going to visit, I was not happy. And I said, you know what? I am mad. I am mad at this person. And I actually announced it to my friend and to my husband. I said, that's it. I'm going to be mad about this. I'm mad at this person. And I am just decided to give myself a whole day, 2 days to be mad about this. Because I don't want this to happen. And I don't want to see this person. And I just basically allowed myself to be a child about this for as long as I needed to. And it was almost like I was proud of it, and I was sharing it with, like, I was telling, you know, people that I felt safe. I was like saying it as almost kind of like me blowing it out of proportion. But at the same time, I was giving myself permission to be mad. I was like, you know what? I don't even feel like I should be happy about this. I just am going to be mad, and this is it. And I don't even care how it's going to go when they visit. And I was mad, and I was talking about it, and I was just feeling all sorts of feelings. And, you know, and part of me in the beginning thought, you know, well, you know, theoretically, you know, you should forgive this person for whatever you think, right? So part of me thought that, okay, this is not something, you know, we shouldn't be mad at people. We should just figure it out, right? But I just decided, okay, that's it. I'm going to give myself time to be mad as long as I need to be mad. And this is what I kept saying to people that day. And the next day, I woke up and I knew that the day's coming. And the magical thing happened. I realized is that I don't care that much anymore. And that's what I want to share with you guys, is that just allowing ourselves to feel whatever it is we're going to feel is going to get us out of it so much sooner. I could not believe how quickly I got over it by just allowing myself to be mad for a whole day. And I don't think I even was mad about it for the whole day. I think I was processing the being mad and, you know, not liking this person and making peace with the fact that, you know, they're coming. And all of that I had to process to not care. And I just couldn't believe it the next day when I didn't care. Later on, I met my friend for coffee and I was telling her about this and I was saying how mad I was. And actually I was saying, you know what? I was mad, but now I don't care that much. So it's actually fine. So I think if we did this with every feeling we have about everything, we would just be so much happier sooner. Because what happens to me on other occasions where I am mad, for example, and I think I should be happy, I just end up being mad and frustrated about being mad for way longer than I would otherwise, because I'm not processing being mad. I'm not actually being mad. I'm just fighting with myself about being mad. So that's why, and I would just be mad and frustrated, and then I would be unhappy that I'm frustrated, and I would have this whole conflict with myself about, like, hey, you should drop it, you should be happy, you should move on, you know, I thought you're better than this, on and on and on. So that's what I think is so magical. And of course, this is not something I think we'll be able to do 100% of the time, and it's aiming for perfection, not at all. What I think I would think that would be good for all of us to do is to approach every feeling with such entitlement, like I did this time. You know what? I deserve to be mad about this. I don't like this person. I don't want to see them. And I felt so entitled to feel and to think all these things that I processed it to the fullest, and the feeling let go of me. I wasn't even doing anything to let go of the feeling. The feeling just went through my body, went through my mind, and it got tired of me. I got tired of the feeling, and it just disappeared. I just did not care any longer. I was totally fine with them coming over. I was totally fine with whatever I was mad about. And I just moved on to other feelings. I moved on to whatever was going on. And I want to encourage all of you and myself to do this with all the feelings. Like today, and I struggle with being tired a lot. And what if I just decided that I'm entitled to be tired all the time, as much as I need to be tired? Then I would probably just drop the whole struggle about being tired. I would need to solve that problem. I would just move on. I think that's such a, you know, magical combination of entitlement and stubbornness and kind of determination to feel whatever you're feeling, you know? So that's what I wanted to share with you today, this story of how I decided to be mad, and I was mad and then I was gone. So whatever you're feeling, whatever you're believing, do it 100%. Don't feel guilty about it. Don't doubt it if you can. And I think the first step in this is awareness, noticing what is it that you're feeling, why you're feeling that. And then, right, the whole ability to process a feeling comes when we're not judging it in a bad way. We're like, yep, that's what it is. Let's go. Instead of, oh, I shouldn't be, I shouldn't do this, I should. So I hope I have really inspired you to embrace any feeling, especially the bad, negative feelings that we feel towards other people, towards whatever we have to do, and really decide to do that unapologetically, and magically they will disappear. The feelings will be processed and they will just let go of you. They will no longer be there. One day you wake up and you think, oh, this is no longer relevant to me. So I love this story for myself and for all of you guys, and I hope you find it useful. And remember how Natalia was mad at this one person and decided to be mad. And yeah, being mad is good. All right, guys, I love you all so much. And of course, if you need any help in your relationships on how to bring awareness to your feelings, how to process them, how to separate yourself from the other person, you can always find me on my website, www.coachingnatalia.com. And I would love to help you. So go to sign up for a free session and we'll chat on Zoom. Okay. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.